smoke. What a smell.
Bewitching, spicy, staggering, fierce and frenzied, and full of wizardry and magic.
When I get a whiff of it, it's like firecrackers are going off in my skull and electric prickles are running down my legs. Look, there are sparks. Wow, it's amazing. It's wonderful. It's marvellous.
Fiery broth and witch's brew. Fiery broth and witch's brew. Fill the spume and sound with spray. Fill the squeeze with shiver breath. Watch it sloshing, sloshing, sloshing. Hear it hissing, squishing, fizzing. Grandmother's a stone to break.
Needs more brown in it. It simply must be brown or she'll get suspicious.
How about the tool shed, he wondered.
The tool shed, yes, it's full of paint.
Quick, there's not a moment to lose. George gazed in wonder at the cans of paint.
Perfect.
He thought he'd go for the dark brown gloss.
Yep, that's just the colour I'm looking for.
So he took it straight back to the kitchen and slopped it in.
Oh, yes. What a colour. Look at that, a lovely, rich, creamy brown. It's perfect.
George!
Uh-oh.
Where's that medicine, my boy? You're forgetting me. You always forget me. You're doing it on purpose. I shall kill your mother.
I'm not forgetting you, Grandma. I'm thinking of you all the time. But there are still 10 minutes to go before your medicine's due.
You're a nasty little maggot. You're a lazy, disobedient little worm. That's what you are. And you're growing too fast.
Just ignore it, George told himself. Go and fetch Grandma's real medicine from the sideboard, tip it all down the sink, then fill the bottle with your own magic mixture. That's it, with a little jug. Great stuff.
You're growing too fast for your own good.
It's not quite cool enough.
And I'll tell your mother. I will! I'll tell her that you haven't been looking after me.
I know. I'll hold the bottle under the tap.
You'll get it in the neck, you horrible little brute. You see if you don't.
George dried the bottle.
Wait till I tell your mother.
Picked up the silver spoon.
I shall make sure you have a jolly good thrashing.
And the great moment had arrived.
You won't sit down for a week.
This is it. In I go.
And in he went.
Medicine time, Grandma.
I should hope so, too. You're late.
I don't think I am, Grandma.
Don't interrupt me in the middle of a sentence.
But you finished your sentence, Grandma.
There you go again! Always interrupting and arguing. You really are a tiresome little boy. What's the time?
It's exactly 11 o'clock.
You're lying, as usual. Stop talking so much and give me my medicine. Shake the bottle first. Then pour it into the spoon and make sure it's a whole spoonful.
This was the moment he'd been waiting for. Just think of all the mad and marvellous things that have gone into making this crazy stuff. The shaving soap, the hair remover, the dandruff cure, the automatic washing powder, the flea powder for dogs, the shoe polish, the black pepper, the horseradish sauce, and all the rest of them, not to mention the powerful animal pills and powders and liquids, and the brown paint.
Open your mouth wide, Grandma, and I'll pop it in. Here we go, swallow it down.
George stepped back. By golly, this is going to be worth watching, he thought. Grandma shot up in the air like a jack-in-the-box. She was suspended there. George stared at her bulging eyes, at her hair sticking out on end.
Is something wrong, Grandma? Are you all right? You look as though you swallowed a red-hot poker.
She was lost for words. Whoops! Then down she came.
Call the fire brigade. My stomach's on fire.
It's just the medicine, Grandma. It's good, strong stuff.
Fire! Fire! Fire in the basement! Get a bucket! Man the hoses! Do something, quick!
cool it, Grandma. Oh, no! Grandma, there's smoke coming out of your nostrils. And out of your mouth. By golly, you really are on fire.
Of course I'm on fire. I'll be burned to a crisp. I'll be fried to a frizzle. I'll be boiled dry like a beetroot.
Quick, thought George. Run to the kitchen. Get a jug of water. Hurry! There are clouds of black smoke coming out of her nose.
Open your mouth, Grandma. Let me pour this...